Aircheckdownloads.com.
Coming over from the States, as you did, Charlie, 2-3 years ago, I mean, what did you expect when you came out over and went out to Laser? Was it what you expected?
Oh, it was totally different. I mean, when I got the job, it wasn't because I was going off to do the pirate thing and to go, you know, for the cause. It was actually a job that was kind of a, well, I sent a tape out, just catch as catch can, and they called me up. I couldn't figure why they wanted me. And I looked at it as being 25, single, and a chance to see Europe. But I was very surprised. The second day I got there, and a boatload of people shows up. And, you know, I thought this was going to be all peace and quiet on the high seas, and this boat shows up, and they say, oh, yeah, that's our anoraks. and for those who don't know what the term is, an anorak is, well, after the jacket that you wear, is any fan of radio, a big fan of the offshore stations, and they'll brave 4 hours at sea, getting sick to their stomach, throwing their cookies, as we'd say in the States, just to come out and not even board the ship most of the time, but just to come out, touch the side of the hull, wave to their favorite disc jockey, take some pictures, and be off back for another 4 hours. So I couldn't even fathom it. I still at times can't fathom it.
So different, though, from what presumably you were experiencing in America, Charlie, to come over, go out onto the North Sea. I mean, the climate out there is hardly, you know, I mean, the winter time on the North Sea must have been very, very difficult.
Eurotan never got started 1 year.
Absolutely.
it's a whole different feeling. In the States, I think they don't appreciate radio like they do here. And that's one of the reasons I loved it so much, because I was able to actually to communicate, which is everyone's goal in this business, is to get on and not be raw on radio, but just to be yourself and talk to these people and actually have a two-way communication going. And I've been back in the States for a year now, and radio is just, it's no fun. I go in, I do an hour, and I spin some records and read a liner or two, and
American radio tends to talk at you rather than talk to you.
That's right.
It just comes out the dial and that's it. And it's always been there, and people have just grown up with it and got so used to it. Yeah.
We've got in Salt Lake City, we've got I think 30 different radio stations. So if they don't like something about me, or if I should go into just not their favorite Madonna song, it's right over to Power 99. If they don't like Power 99, it's down to Kissin' 97.
Yeah.
And from there you can go to Rock 103. And whereas here it's a, I mean, they really do appreciate their radio.
Now then, I think Charles is our next caller in Purley. Are you there, Charles? I had a feeling he wasn't going to be there. Charles, are you there? Charles in Purley.
Sounds like our ship's communication system.
It does a bit, doesn't it? Charles in Purley, are you there now? Doesn't look like it, does it?
Gone overboard.
Click. How about this one now? Charles. Michael.
Is anybody out there?
I have got a list of names on my screen, and when it comes to actually linking into them, we're not having
someone
any luck at all.
Someone just talk. Anybody.
Steve in
Hello.
Harrow.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm here.
Good evening to you,
we've
Steve.
Jammed up
well
the switchboard. That's the problem, you see. They just can't handle a load of calls.
No, nice talking to you, Johnny.
Who's this here?
It is Steve in Harrow.
Hello, Steve.
Hi. Never thought I'd actually get to talk to you. I've still got my Kiss in the Car license, by the way. I don't know if it's still valid, but I haven't used it for some time.
Now, I made the mistake, really, of just doing it for the 1 year.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, I had trouble getting those printed. The printer thought that it was illegal because it resembled the actual road fund license so much.
It did a bit, yeah.
Yeah, I said, don't worry, I've cleared it with the head of police in Birmingham, which is all a load of flannel. And somebody did actually get fined in Cambridge, I think, for displaying it as a road fund license. And the judge said, Radio Caroline should know better than to put out these things.
Should. What I wanted to ask you about, you were talking early on about some of the DJs that have been on the stations, and there's a few names here that I don't know what's happened to them, wonder if you could tell me. People I particularly like to listen to Caroline all the time, was never really into Radio London. Such people
see,
as
you're
Mike
you're one of the soulful guys.
Well, I was, yeah, at the time.
Mike Ahern holds one of the all-time records for the shortest stay at the BBC. I think he was there for about 2.5 days. Because he went in to tell them how to do pop radio. And they'd been on the air a bit longer than the pirates had, and they didn't quite appreciate that too much. He's in Australia and doing extremely well. Robbie Dale set up a pirate station in Dublin called Sunshine Radio, which is going strong. Steve Young and Keith Hampshire, they went back to Canada.
Steve Young the guy that follows you at 12 o'clock with a very deep brown voice?
Yeah, Steve Young, the curly-headed kid in the third
row. That's the one, yeah. He was one that had a terrific voice.
Oh, he's a great fella. He's, great, he's lovely. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that to Canada?
Yeah.
And what was Kiefer doing again?
I think he went into TV in Canada. I've sort of lost touch with, but I'm hoping to go to Canada soon, so maybe I can ferret him out and see what they're doing.
Roscoe is still around too. He's in the States, isn't he? In LA.
Yeah.
Pops over to London from time to time.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks a lot, Johnny. Great talking to you.
All right, Steve.
Cheers,
all
Steve. Thank you very much indeed for your call. So, I mean, the future of radio then, Johnny, I mean, you were talking there about the fact that, you know, the pirates at the moment in London are being forced to sort of chase their tails. Given a magic wand, I mean, what would you do with radio in this country now?
I'd completely open it up. I mean, there's talk of, there's the green paper about opening up broadcasting. I mean, we still make the finest music in the world, and we've still got the most antiquated radio setup. And it really is time we came up to date. And TV's racing ahead with new technology, cable systems, direct broadcast satellite systems, and still we've got this very old-fashioned radio system. I mean, the arguments you get, I mean, the emergency services should never be on the FM dial where they are. It's ridiculous. It's a waste of space. But when it comes down to who's going to pay the money to equip all the police and the fire service and the ambulance with new radios with different frequencies, you see, these things take time. But I'd like to see community radio stations opening up in every major city, well, every city, and at least four national commercial radio stations. The BBC has four networks. It seems to me only fair and correct that there should be four independent ones. And there are plans, supposedly, for three. But, I mean, they talk about 1999, you know. I mean, how long have we got to wait? Let's move a bit quicker on it, I say.
Let's stop some of the propaganda. How many years have they been saying, oh, we just don't have the frequencies to do that? And I think the thing that disturbs me is coming over here is they scream about frequencies, but you can, for instance, you can pick up the network chart show on ILR on about 15 different frequencies. You can pick up Radio 2. From the BBC, and it seems like I don't know how many frequencies, and then the local stations are rebroadcasting that at night.
I mean, you could double the number of stations overnight anyway on ILR by just saying, okay, like the FCC at one point said to all the stations in America, by the end of next year, there must be no simultaneous broadcasting on AM and FM. It's a waste of space. So then stations had to think, right, okay, well, we'll do talk radio on AM, and we'll do music on FM. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. You've got essentially two radio stations when they're doing the same thing on AM and FM. Why not split them? AirCheckDownloads.com.